Welcome to our service on this third Sunday after the Epiphany. It is also, being the last Sunday in January, World Leprosy Day. We follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 118, the traditional form of the Canticle Vanitae, verses 1 to 7.
Let us heartily rejoice in the strength.
page 611, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 19, the 19th psalm on page 611. The Old Testament reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram,
was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give you death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more, when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. On page 130, the canticle, Urbs Fortitudinis. The New Testament reading is from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle Benedictus. On page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
The Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, we lift before you on this World Leprosy Day the work of hospital heroes. We thank you for all those working on the front line of their projects and programs, those working in the hospitals and local communities. We thank you for all the skills and knowledge you have blessed them with. And we pray that in the midst of this work, you will be glorified and lifted high. We pray for all the different roles that our hospital heroes have. We pray for those working on the wards of the hospitals, who are a continuous beacon of light and hope. Please continue to bless them as they show love and compassion to those suffering from leprosy. We pray for the surgeons who work so skillfully to enable leprosy-affected people to regain function in their hands, legs, and eyes. Please watch over them, guide them, and give them wisdom in the operating theater as they perform this transforming work. We pray for physiotherapists who teach valuable skills to patients. We pray this teaching will really resonate with patients, and their work will result in greater mobility and more independence for those suffering from leprosy-affected disabilities. We pray for counselors as they attend to the mind and soul of patients. Continue to give them compassion and patience to leprosy-affected people as they struggle with unemployment and disability and suffer rejection. Please enable these counselors to be a source of hope and an agent of healing. Lord, we know that there are so many others working towards seeing leprosy defeated and lives transformed. And we lift them all to you now and ask you to continue to guide and speak into their work. Lord, we come before as your children, knowing you see our needs before they are even known by ourselves. We pray for more doctors and nurses and other specialized staff so that restorative work can continue. We pray that as leprosy experts step down and retire, that you will raise others up to take their place so that they will not be a gap of knowledge. Place the work of the leprosy mission on medical students' hearts so that this knowledge will be passed on to the next generation. And we pray for all the teams working together to care for those with leprosy. Strengthen these relationships and their communication with each other so that the best quality of care can be given to patients. Give them strength and perseverance in this demanding work and safeguard their time that they have with their families and the time they have to rest. Give them a renewed sense of your presence and spiritual refreshment during challenging times. We pray their faith will continue to grow as they become your hands and feet in their work. We pray that the supporters here in Northern Ireland will be moved and encouraged to help these hospital heroes to ensure their restorative and transformative work, which we trust will continue. These prayers we make in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the leprosy mission prayer. Almighty Father, the giver of life and health, look mercifully on those who suffer from leprosy. Stretch out your hand to touch and heal them as Jesus did during his earthly life. Grant wisdom and insight to those who are seeking the prevention and cure of the disease. Give skill and sympathy to those who minister to the patients. Reunite the separated from their families and friends. And inspire your people with the task set before the leprosy mission, that it may never lack either the staff or the means to carry on its healing work in accordance with your will. And to the glory of your holy name, we ask this for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. And tomorrow marks the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. We pray as we remember this aspect of the Holocaust and all other horrors endured at that time of war. Loving God, we come to you with heavy hearts, remembering the 6 million Jewish souls murdered during the Holocaust. In the horrors of that history, when so many groups were targeted because of their identity, and in genocides which followed, we recognize destructive prejudices that drive people apart. Forgive us when we give space to fear, negativity, and hatreds of others, simply because they are different from us.
In the light of God, we see everyone as equally precious manifestations of the divine and can know the courage to face the darkness. Through our prayers and actions, help us to stand together with those who are suffering, so that light may banish all darkness and love will prevail over hate and good will triumph over evil. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for our nation and the nations of the world. God of hope, in these times of decision and probable change, unite our nation and all the nations and guide our leaders with your wisdom. Give us courage to overcome our fears and help us to build a future in which all may prosper and share. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray for ministry in this diocese. Almighty God, lover of humankind and giver of all that is good, hear our prayer for your servant, David, whom you have called as Bishop of this diocese, the clergy and church workers who shall meet in conference during the coming week, and all who serve in the various parishes to which we belong, in particular this group of parishes, that in them all who serve may be faithful and true servants of your Son. May the churches be places where your word is preached, your sacraments ministered, and your flock cared for, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we pray for all those in any type of special need, and in particular the bereaved. Remembering in particular Robert, Elaine, Sandra, and their families following the death of George Porter. This week also marks the anniversary of the sinking of the Princess Victoria. Despite the passage of years, we pray for all those who are in any way still experiencing pain. And heartbreak following the loss of so many on that occasion. And we remember too all those in any way affected by the recent storms and the resulting damage. Remembering in particular those who are still suffering hardship through the loss of electricity. And we pray for all those working hard to restore services. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We join in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 512, From You All Skill and Science Flow.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you have ever had a moment in your life when you have said the words, I'll prove you wrong. When someone has underestimated us, doubted your abilities, or limited your potential, they have maybe said things like, you can't do that. You're not smart enough, or you're not capable. And these are hard things to hear, particularly if they are said by someone you respect, love, or someone that is meant to be there to build you up, not tear you down. There are many great people throughout history who were told similar things. Elvis Presley was told, "You ain't going anywhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." And yet, in due course, he would be called the King of Rock and Roll. Albert Einstein was labeled a slow learner because he didn't talk until he was 4 and couldn't read until the age of 7. Yet, he is now, of course, recognized as a genius. Jane Austen received little fame during her lifetime, and came up against much opposition as a female author. yet now is known across the world, with her work studied by hundreds of thousands. For all of these people, they faced a moment where they either accepted what people said and give up, or they choose to continue having confidence in their ability. As Christians, we often come up against opposition and even have similar experiences where we are and where we're told we are not able. However, we can choose to believe that God is able, and with his Spirit working in us, he uses the gifts he has given us to make the difference. But before we go any further, I know that there are many probably thinking, leprosy? Surely that is no longer a problem. We read about leprosy in our Bibles, and we can easily dismiss it as a thing of the past. However, that simply is not the case. Leprosy is still extremely prevalent to this day. It is still devastating the lives of men, women, and children who are often already extremely vulnerable. Shockingly, there are over 200,000 newly diagnosed cases of leprosy every single year, with 10% of those cases found in children. Leprosy works slowly, almost undetectable at the very start. Early symptoms start with light, numb patches on the skin. It progresses by shortening tendons, leaving clawed-like hands and drop foot. It then destroys nerve endings in the hands, feet and face, leaving those affected with no ability to face pain anymore. On the surface, we could say, wouldn't it be amazing that we no longer feel physical pain? However, it is the feeling of pain that protects us by alerting us to danger. When wounds and cuts go unnoticed and untreated, they progress to ulcers, infection, and finally to permanent, irreversible, and unnecessary disability. This, of course, should not be the case with a curable disease, yet it is the case for so many, disability robbing them of their independence and freedom, further adding to their feelings of hopelessness and isolation. And just when you think that leprosy cannot take any more from an individual, it causes more hurt and pain through stigma and discrimination. Just imagine spending every day of your life as an outcast, an outsider, and observing the world from the fringes. Those affected by leprosy are often pushed out of their communities and abandoned by their family, the very people who should love them the most. There are laws which prevent them from having certain jobs, marrying certain people, or even their right to health care. It sounds unbearable, does it not? But what do we say about those affected who deal with the harsh reality of leprosy on a daily basis? And I'm going to introduce you to a young woman called Sonia and her mum and dad. Sonia's mum was diagnosed with leprosy as a teenager. She received the vital cure from a leprosy mission hospital. However, not before nerve damage had begun to rob her of feeling in her hands and feet. Because she lost the valuable feeling of pain, she endured many years of complications with infections and ulcers. You see, she didn't feel the cuts and burns, so they became terribly infected. And it was at the hospital that she met Sonia's dad. He also had leprosy. They got married and had Sonia and her sister. Over the years, her mum's complications became worse. She needed to have her leg amputated because of the dreadful ulcers that just wouldn't heal. It robbed her of her independence, and she relied on crutches to move around. The stigma and shame of her parents' leprosy covers Sonia and her sister too, even though they are leprosy free. They are isolated by their community, but that doesn't mean that they can't hear their whispers. She knows they gossip about her family and makes them feel worthless. She shares, most of our relatives and neighbors refuse to help them because of the stigma of leprosy, and it breaks our hearts. But this is where the support of churches like ours have stepped in. Because of the generosity of other church members, Sonia was given a free place at a leprosy mission vocational training center. She is in her first year of studying to be an electrician. Her parents never imagined an opportunity like this would come their way. It paves a way to a brighter future for Sonia and her sister, who is studying to become a nurse. Because of others' love and compassion, Sonia's future looks incredibly different. It frees her from leprosy's limiting chains. And I believe this brings us perfectly back to one of our Bible passages today. At the heart of the New Testament passage, we see Paul recognizing his prayer goes beyond culture and religion, which is key to the context. Paul is reiterating the presence of the Gentiles in the New Covenant through Christ. He is stating God as Father above all, over everything and everyone. It is from God the Father that every family on heaven and earth derives its name. He is a personal, intimate God who knows us by name, who knew Sonia and her family by name. The power of the Holy Spirit is open to all who believe. Paul is praying spiritual blessings over his friends in Ephesus, and that they would try to understand the fullness of God and to grasp the depth of Christ's immeasurable love. The love that would inspire them to do great things through Christ and for one another. Power and strength that would build each other up and God's kingdom. Our support not only supports the immediate needs of those affected by leprosy, but it is also paving a way to a brighter future, free from leprosy. Our support can be shown in different ways, not least by our prayers, and also by supporting generously today's special collection for the leprosy mission. Different amounts will be raised in different churches. But as an example, a collection of £24 can find and cure someone affected by leprosy, just like Sonia's parents, stopping leprosy in its tracks and preventing it from progressing any further. A collection of £133 could provide a year's worth of training for someone like Sonia to train them to be an electrician, opening up possibilities they never thought possible. We are each being asked, will you reach out and lift the lowly, the lost, and the outcast? Will you follow in the footsteps of Jesus? We know that Jesus cured leprosy. His lifetime, and he is calling us to end it in ours. Like our reading, will we show the same love that Christ has shown us to do great things for each other and also those across the world, to build his kingdom here on earth? Our church can create a brighter future for the most vulnerable in our world, where the worry and fear of leprosy is replaced by love and acceptance. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. The loose collection at today's service and at next Sunday's service will be in favour of the work of the Leprosy Mission. The collection hymn 514, We Cannot Measure How You Heal.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Christ, the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. On Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the hall, there will be the Wednesday Club coffee and crack, and all seniors and retirees in the parish and community are welcome. Also on Wednesday, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Friday, the lunch club meets in the Pheasant Restaurant at 12:30. Sunday next, the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple, the jam group, Jesus and Me, will meet in the hall at 10 o'clock. Also at 10 o'clock, here in church, Parish Communion. And once again, the collection will be in favor of the work of the Leprosy Mission. The next meeting of the Select Vestry takes place on tomorrow week, that's Monday the 3rd of February, at 7:30 in the hall. The recessional hymn 612, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.